It is a beautiful Sunday here, the 9th of October, and we still have fairly warm weather, which is a blessing. We are still in deep sympathy of our brothers and sisters in the Florida area and South Carolina and points along the East Coast where the hurricane had its most damage. So we will be remembering them in our prayers and blessings today. And other than that, it seems like Mother Nature is giving us a pretty nice fall most places. And I was talking to some of my friends yesterday, and they were saying, oh, it's getting cool. It feels so great. We can go out camping and actually have a campfire. I remember the days. Oh, my darlings, those were beautiful, beautiful days that we could go out, have a campfire, and no mosquitoes. What an awesome time it was. We are very blessed today to have Nancy with us. She's going to be running the board, and my sidekick and your facilitator to bring you on the call.
Wonderful. Happy to be here, everyone.
Yeah, oh, we're happy to have you, Nancy. We just love your voice speaking up and cheering us on. Nancy and I were talking before the call, and we made a decision that we really need to share with everybody else. Lately, our calls have been running toward about 4:30, and that's an hour and a half. Now, I could just go on forever and ever with you. That's no problem. I love it. I love every minute I'm with you. But we have people calling in from all over the country, all over the world, who either have challenge situations so that can't be it for the whole call, or challenges in, especially with international callers, affording the call. And they call in around 4 o'clock to receive the blessing. We need to pay more attention to that and to honor that. So everybody, when we get to about 3:50, which gives us 50 minutes to share, let's watch your clock and be understanding if we take your message in the short form, like, how can we bless you today? Because we'll get every blessing in we can. And I also want to say that you don't have to talk to receive a blessing. God knows exactly what you want and need, and all you need to do is be here in the blessing, and once I have offered my prayer to Yeshua, you silently or in your own space, even aloud, share your prayer to him. And what's in your heart is what will attract a blessing to you. Also, some people have asked me, Glenda, you know, we know that you are a worship leader of your church. Don't you open services with a prayer? And I say, yes, absolutely. If we're in a church environment, if we're in a meeting room where everybody is already there. But see, what we have in this blessing call is people coming in. I see people streaming in from the minute we start at 3 o'clock all the way till the time right before we close. So there's never a good beginning. I've chosen to make our prayer at the beginning of the blessing. So that's when our prayer for the service is. And hope you can understand that, because I like to include everybody. And I like to make sure everybody has received the benefits of the prayer as well as the blessing. So that's just kind of an upside on communications we probably should have had 10 years ago. But actually, it seems as though we get more people every Sunday wanting a blessing. And how wonderful is that? I mean, I couldn't be happier than, you know, a frog in pond water. I love it. But we do have to find a way for you in your heart to connect with the blessing and for us to be on time. So I hope that makes sense to a lot of you. And I will try. Maybe people do like to hear a little bit longer messages from me sometimes, but I'll try to limit that to once a month so that I can infuse the messages Yeshua gives me with what you are asking. And that way we kind of have a running presentation. And most of the time, that works really very well. Okay, well, Nancy, let's open up to our first caller.
I am ready. Let's see. Oop, there it is. Our first caller, it looks like it's Caroline. Hello.
Hello, Caroline.
Hi.
I'm doing great today. I'm getting well. Just wonderful.
Oh, that's wonderful. I would like to send a blessing to my father, who has the early signs of Alzheimer's, which is mild cognitive impairment, and for my relationship with my children and knowing the path for them, supporting that, not trying to control them or force my will on them, but to know that they have a support greater than me and trust in that as well for their lives.
It's just a part of life, Carolyn. And we will bless its happy and successful fulfillment.
Thank you.
Absolutely. It's hard being a mama, isn't it? And not wanting to, know what the next step is for them, and they have to do it, and you got to watch the mistakes. It's tough, but it all comes out in the end when you just love them through it, right?
Yep.
That's right.
Well, thank you so much, Carolyn.
Yeah, thank you. My comment is we all have to walk through the stages of our life, and no one else can do it for us. That's what our kids are trying to say. But unfortunately, they're a little fussy with us by the time they get up the nerve to say it. But they're just trying to say, hey, Mom, you know, I got to do this, and you can't do it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, our line is now open to Caroline. I think this is Caroline.
Yes. Hello, Caroline.
Hello. Hi. I'm not sure if you're hearing me. Let me just see if this is working. Let's see.
Well, I'm hearing you perfectly.
Can you hear me?
Perfectly.
We can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, you can. Okay, good. So my dear friend, Mikhail, he's known as Mikhail. His full name was Elmer Plettner. Is actually, it looks like he's dying at the moment in a nursing home in California. A very dear friend of mine helped me through breast cancer and the breakup of my marriage. And I'd like to have a really strong blessing for him to have a smooth transition. If he can recover from this, that would be great, but it doesn't look like that's very likely. So I really need to have a blessing for my dear friend, Mikhail. There's one other person that's suffering from serious cancer, too. His name is Blue Mountain here in Hawaii, where I am, and he needs some blessings as well. But it's those two people, my dear friend, Mikhail, and Blue Mountain. Serious blessings for those two.
They're on my list and in my heart. And we ask to bless. We know that Mikhail is going to be healed one way or the other. We just don't know in which world. And that has a lot to do with how he walks on his path. So many times our destiny is determined by the next step we take. And yes, it's very good to have goals. Yeshua would tell you that. Tony Robbins would tell you that. Every motivational teacher and coach would tell you that. It's great to have goals. But we've got to be flexible to some degree with our goal, because every step that we take determines which goal is best for us and where our destiny most likely and probably needs to be and will be. So living our life through it is the most successful way to get to where you belong.
Living with purpose.
Living the pathway, yes. As a matter of fact, Yeshua taught, when he was walking on the earth, he taught his apostles the way. And what we call a church today was called the way for over 100 years. Over 100 years it was referred to as the way. All of the passages in the Bible in Aramaic that are called the church today were called the way in the ancient practice. So he taught them that you have to be here now, in the fullness of now, to make the right goal for the future. He taught us that there's an exact correlation between the fruit of the tree and the health of the tree today. A healthy tree will produce good fruit. And that means not just physical health, but also emotional, spiritual, mental health, and the health of integrity, the health of personhood, knowing who you really are. There, health exists on many, many levels. And this is what I have been making a point of discernment in my own healing, because I've had so many people assisting and offering their assistance, and I don't go too far if it's all just physical healing, because I know that mostly for me, my strength comes from my spirit. It comes from my grounded being, then it comes from my love, and it comes from other positive, creative emotions, and then it comes from really making the right choices as I go along the way. And so I'm very careful about those choices I make. So that was just a little bit of a message that I think pertains to what you were saying, because sometimes we have to back off, whether it's to someone whose life we care about in healing, or to our kids, or to our elders who have to make their own choices, to people who are passing. And we know, well, they could choose to say, a lot depends upon where they find their greatest joy. And joy, isn't joy where you would want to take everyone? Just think about that for a moment. Isn't that where you would want everyone to go, into their joy? I know I would. And I know that I would wish everyone into their light, into their joy, into their highest state of being. And that produces health. And health produces fruit on the vine. What kind of fruit that will be, we don't always know. It might be the fruit of heaven. It might be the fruit you buy in the grocery store. It could be all kinds of fruit. Okay. Well, I'm going to turn this back over to Nancy, because I'm going on. I've got to watch my time, too.
Really good, Glenda. And I did want to say, isn't ortho translated as the way, ortho? I think it is.
Yes, it is.
But I love what you said about each step, and I think last week you reminded us that, you know, we sort of have to mean business with God in regards to that step, and, you know, and honoring, you know, our divine connection, and to really meditate and pray and do all those things. That for me has to be part of those steps. You know, and that can just be simple stuff in just the little gaps of time in the day. So
exactly.
That's really helpful for me. But thank you, Caroline. Is there anything else?
That's it. I'm so grateful to have been able to include the, those two wonderful people in the blessing today.
Oh, I am too. I'm so grateful that I can get to know them, if only just remotely. I know they're lovely people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they've both done a lot of good for the world. Thank you.
Oh, that's great.
Love you.
Oh, you know, Nancy, before you break, you're probably going to bring Jerome on in just a minute. I don't think so. Maybe Susan. Anyway, I just wanted to say something. I'm sorry that I stumbled on your phrase. I wasn't thinking about this ortho. Yes, it does. The very meaning of orthodox means the correct way. In other words, the way by the book. correct way. So, yes, it does. We don't think about that much today, but Larry was a very big proponent of using that word. He even got a website, ortho.com, and was going to develop some teachings on that, but unfortunately that never happened. We still have the website, but we haven't done anything with it. Okay. Who do
All
we
right.
have?
It does look like it's Jerome. Jerome, welcome.
Well, thank you. It's been a busy life lately, but everything is going well. I ask prayers for my family. I ask prayers for everything you do because you're just a priceless spirit. I've had some exchanges with the universe of God and spirit, too, so I know where I will go when I leave here. So, but you are just...
Yeah, I know where you're going to go, too, and it's not going to be down. It's going to be up.
Keep up your priceless work of spirit. You are just a great lady. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jerome, and we missed you.
Yes. I've been busy life lately.
I know. Well, that's good for you.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you. If I was around, you'd be busy too, because I would just love working with you. So there, you got it.
Thank you. I love working with you too. Thanks so for everything, and keep up the good work because you're doing the connection with God and Holy Spirit for every one of us. Thank you.
That's surely my prayer.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, Jerome.
Thank you, Jerome. It's always a blessing to hear your voice.
Thank you again. Okay, always your love and light and spirit.
Amen. Okay, Wayne, your line is open.
Yay. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Wayne. Hey, we've missed you, too.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I've missed me, too.
I bet.
I've been working so much that I got myself in a little pickle. But first of all, I want to have a blessing for a man, a really righteous, good, well-hearted man named Mark Campbell, who's having a really hard time in his life right now, recovering from a brain injury. But he was my trainer while I was living in Edmonton, and we got to be really tight brothers. And he reached out to me the other day and said, please send some prayers. I'm not sure what I'm doing here. So Mark Campbell, if we could put him on the list.
Yes.
And then there, myself, I have a left leg that it's just swelled up with lymphatic fluid, and I'm kind of dragging it around. And I know, even though my spirit is bright and I'm still traveling, I'm not working as much because I know I need rest. My body's been really clear about slow down. So I know we all get to that point. But I have missed you too, Glenda. So if we could bring the swelling down on my left leg, I would really appreciate it.
Oh, yes. Well, I will pray for you, send you a blessing, and a little comment, which probably isn't necessary considering how well-educated and versed you are in physical treatment. But I just want to suggest that you flex your left foot back and forth. Anytime you're sitting, flex it back and forth. Right. A lot of people don't realize this, and that is that the calves of our leg are referred to by many people as our second heart, because the calf actually is responsible for getting blood back up to the upper part of our body.
Right.
And, of course, the lymphatics require muscular or physical movement to move them as well. So something is not moving the fluids in that leg back up to the heart. And the heart is sending a signal.
Thank you for that. I'm working with a kinesiologist, and he gave me an exercise to do exactly what you're saying, leaning against the wall and exercising that stretching of that calf back and forth with the foot.
Well, you need to flex
right
it, not just stretch it. You need to stretch it.
Right.
You need to give it bulk, because in the flexing of it, it sends blood back to the heart. And it's actually part of the blissful design, the genius design of our body. It's one of the developments of anatomy and function that allows us to be upright instead of on all fours.
Mm-hmm.
Animals do not have this problem. We have to have this flexing to get blood back to the upper part of our body. And it can even affect the blood in our brain. You've got to keep there's a lot of research going on right now about elders. And I think it's partly because so many doggone boomers are elders now, and we're putting our heart, mind, and soul on having a better trip through that the golden days. Okay. Well,
Staging with grace.
Okay. Well, what we're discovering is that blood flow getting into the brain can create an environment that feels a lot like senility, but it isn't. But it can also assist in the development of senility, because it allows amyloid plaque to just cling to the arteries and gather up, which then can cause many miniature strokes as well as big ones. And amyloid plaque in our heart can create very serious heart conditions. So if we do not get enough rapid blood flow in the upper part of our body, a lot of what we call senior conditions develop.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another condition implicit in that, and that is that we start losing muscle mass after the age of 50. Everybody over the age of 50 is not producing enough HGH to keep the muscle mass strong, and we're not digesting amino acids well enough to then facilitate the creation of HGH, and muscle mass is shrinking. As it shrinks all over our body, well, the largest muscle groups we have are from the waist down. You know that, Wayne. And as we lose muscle mass from the waist down, we start having back problems, right? We start having core issue problems and the bulging tummies that everybody our age is complaining about. And, a little bit of loss of posture and neck aches and so forth. And a lot of this is attributable to just the loss of muscle mass. And I'm not telling anybody to go work out at the gym. You just need to flex your muscles. And you can do it isometrically sitting at your desk. You know, I'm doing some arm flexes right now, because it actually keeps me alert. It gives me energy to talk with and to flow with.
Mm-hmm.
And when my body flows, my mind flows.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Well said. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. You're on fire today, lady.
Well, sometimes you can even learn something from an amateur. And
you're far from an amateur. You're leading this you're leading this flock. We are so grateful to you.
Amen.
Well, it's my joy. It's my joy, my pleasure. And he helps me every day get better and better along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And the right word is along the way. So
yes.
what I know today, oh my gosh, oh my Lord, if I had thought I would be speaking all of these words back in 1991, I'd have gone somewhere under a bed and pulled the mattress down on me. And I would have locked the door before I did that.
Well,
so
I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah, it took courage. Along the way, it took more and more and more courage just to stand up and do it. But, you know, that's what we humans are created for, is to stand up. And for us, the only way out is up. And just as I was saying to Jerome, when you decide to make your transition, you're going up, baby. You're going up like a rocket. And
I know. What scares me is when that looks more appealing than being here.
Well, it will more and more, my dear friend, so get used to it. It takes courage to be here.
Okay.
But we need you. Yeah. The fact is, we need you. Mm-hmm. And you came here for, I hate to say it, you came here for these days. I came here for these days.
Absolutely.
And so did almost everybody in our generation. We came here for these days. And by golly, I love my generation because we really have taken a stand on everything. All the way through, we took a stand on it. And sometimes we were silly, sometimes we were ignorant, and some of us were potheads. That doesn't include me, but some of us were. But still, we were taking the stand to try to find a higher way, a way up, a way out of this, because we knew there were people who were going to strap themselves on our back, and we had to have the energy to fly.
And a big part of that was the music we created through the 60s and 70s.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. There's never been a more creative musical decade than those. You know, what I'm hearing today doesn't at all match up.
No, don't even come close.
And thank you, Wayne, just for blessing us with your thoughts about, you know, kind of listening to your inner guidance to rest and slow down. Seems to be a theme for a lot of us, and, you know, a lot of, you know, anybody who's trying to live on the frequencies of love, it seems like sometimes you have to slow down and really take care of yourself. And we're not used to doing that so much, you know.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
That's right.
But it's this time of life that we're in, too, you know. It's time to smell the roses and just really appreciate what's here because, you know, we're not going to be here that much longer, you know. It's just, and it's a gorgeous place when we focus on that.
It
just
certainly is.
Just become aware of our surroundings.
Uh-huh.
Breathe it in, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I know. Okay, my dear. Well, thank you for the inspiration you always bring to our meeting.
Uh-huh.
And stay in touch with us and let us know how we can help you.
All right, well, you already have. My leg already feels better.
Yeah,
good.
You see the swelling going down, yeah.
Well, you know, everybody on this call could benefit by that one little recipe because it's so easy to do. You watch your phone,
sure.
You do it. You're sitting at the computer, you do it. You're sitting at the dining room table, you do it. You're in bed watching TV, you do it. You know.
Absolutely.
Oh, there's one other little thing I can tell you, and I'm going to take a little time because we don't have so many callers in the queue right now. It goes right along with this foot exercise. Some research I've been doing, it has to do with, I got interested in this because now for the first time in, well, over 50 years, I'm living alone. I haven't, really, I didn't live alone even when I was in college. I lived alone for maybe 1 year in graduate school. That's it. Before that, it was my parents or sharing quarters with a friend or being married. I am living alone, and I'm on the upside of living alone where, you know, if I fall, that could be serious. So I got, and I don't really want to have one of these call services, and I don't want to have somebody come in and check on me all the time. I'm not ready for that. But I started reading about phones, and something I found out will interest you a lot, and that is that the nerve that regulates the nerves, I should say, plural, that regulate our balance and travel with signals all the way to our spine, to our lower spine, which is the part of our spine that regulates balance, okay, are all to be found in the sole of the foot. They're all in the sole of the foot. The trigger points are all there. And there are, I found in my research, there are indigenous people who live close to the earth. They never wear shoes, and they never fall. Not even if they're 100 years old, they never fall. And several doctors have really researched this neurological pathway, and they have coaching, which I actually subscribe to, and I do. And I don't have, I never lose balance. So if I don't lose balance, I don't fall. But go barefoot as much as you can, as much as it's safe to, as much as you can tolerate the weather and it's good for you. Just go barefoot. Mm-hmm. Because you're stimulating those nerve endings on the base of your foot. And anybody okay. who's interested in going more, I'll send you a link so you can learn more. Okay? Because it's really good stuff and very important for anyone over 60 to know about.
Absolutely.
And it's so easy. So, so easy. It's
grounding and earthing is so good, and at the beach, too, especially, but... Yeah, and the Earth, the planet, has the highest antioxidants that can come up through your feet. Most people don't realize
that.
So it's something, when you're sitting in a chair outside, take your shoes off. Just put your feet on the ground, absolutely.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And, of course, take your shoes and socks off when you're receiving a blessing, because the energy from mm-hmm. the Earth is just as powerful as the energy from the cosmos.
Mm-hmm. True.
Okay, Wayne. Well, I don't know if I added something else to your little arsenal, but
this is
why actually foot reflexology is so good for so many people. But generally, in foot reflexology, they're focusing upon pressure points for specific systems or organs. This is just a general contact point for the body. To learn to maintain its balance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Glenda.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Glenda.
You're welcome.
Bless your heart.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, well, we have Eva. Your line is open.
All right. Thank you.
Hello, Eva.
Hello. I am home again from the rehab and hospital and all of that. But I still got pain, which I don't do well with pain. I think about you, Glenda, and wonder how in the world you did all that when you were in so much pain. And it's just that pain and me don't mix very well. And then it's hard for me.
Don't with me either.
But you still kept
going. I don't
think
it with anybody. But, you're courageous for taking it on.
Well, I don't feel very courageous right now.
Well, it's okay to scream.
Well, it's just that, and when I'm, and if I'm all alone, like I'm not, I live in the house with my daughter and son-in-law, but of course they can't be here all the time either. And then because of all that has happened to me, I feel like, well, what's going to happen next? And instead of feeling like I'm safe and secure here, I start feeling like, well, what's next? And mm-hmm. I want to trust and want to believe that, you know, God is with me, Yeshua is here. But it's been hard for me these last couple of years to keep that faith and keep it strong. And I remember the first time when you first started doing the blessings, one of the first things that I noticed different was my fears were disappearing. But for some reason now, I'm having a hard time getting into that place. So I would just like blessings for to really be able to trust and believe that I'm okay no matter what, whether anybody's here and whether nobody's here. And and that just struck me presently.
I can relate to that very, very well, Eva, very, very well. And I would like to add that you probably haven't completely finished your grief. Grief has many, many stages to it. And the last stage of it is like, well, what next? I don't
know. Yeah, that's what I
think.
Right.
Yeah. And the reason we have that as our last stage is because we don't want to give up what was that we loved. We don't want to give it up. And it can't go any further. We've got to have a what next. And we don't know what to choose. We don't want to choose anything else. And this is why so many couples do not survive the passing of one more than about 2 or 3 years, because they can't get past the what next hurdle. And all I can give you as encouragement, Eva, is that you are always the what next. More discoveries about you are the what next. Okay? More discoveries about who you are, what you can do, about your value to others, and what you can learn, adventures you could have. And you don't, at this point in your life, Eva, you don't have to have goals centered in the world, because you've been there. You've done that. You accomplished most of what you set out to do. You have a loving family. You had a great relationship with your beloved, and you've been music minister at your church. You've done the worldly goals. It doesn't have to be that. It can be now. Well, what can I discover about me? Because you know, this is your time for discovery. This is your time to actually create wealth potential from being alone. Because so often, especially when we're close to someone, close to our spouse, close to our children, close to our best friends, we think of ourselves commingled with them. And we never quite get to be just ourselves. And this is your time where you can actually focus on just what music is your favorite. And what does it do for you? Just what places on the earth are your favorite? And if you look at pictures of them, what can they do for you? What pastimes make you happy that you wouldn't have taken, you just would not have taken time away from your loved ones to engage in those pastimes. But now you've got the freedom to explore. And you find out things that may seem trivial, but they're not, because they're little pieces on the puzzle of Eva that complete the picture. And a good thing to have as a goal, I think, before we leave this earth, is to have that puzzle picture completed so we get a good look at Eva, Nancy, Glenda, Wayne, Jerome, Susan, whoever else is there. We get to have that picture completed. And we say, yeah, well, that's who I was all along. It's just I gave pieces of myself to others because they were more important to me.
Hmm.
I hope that helps, Eva.
Yeah, I think that's true because those pieces were given to my husband for so many years when he wasn't that well.
Of course. I could see it. Everybody who loves you could see it. Now you need to bring... You're not taking them away from him now, Eva. You know, you're really
no,
not. They're yours now.
People think of me like my friends and everybody. Oh, you're going to be okay with this. You're strong. You're this. And I say, you know, other people see me quite different than I see myself a lot of times now. And I'd like to be able to see myself as a strong. I don't feel that strong now. And when I've got pain, I don't feel like moving. I don't feel like doing anything because then the pain starts. So,
well, one step at a time.
To go away.
Okay? One step at a time.
Right.
And don't be hard on yourself.
And maybe some breath work, you know? I love that breath work in this four square breath. Or there's so many wonderful breathing techniques that really can, just sort of bring us peace and calm and some sort of, I don't know, it's like magic. It's amazing.
Yeah, I have to remember that because I need to remember.
That would be a good one for you, Eva, because you get to reestablish your control of the breathing pattern. And actually, when we are in stress, our adrenals create our breathing pattern. When we're depressed, our cortisol creates our breathing pattern. And, we have other factors creating our breathing pattern for us. Just creating your own breathing pattern for yourself. How would you like it to be? It's like knitting a sock. Some people knit because they find great therapy in the regularity of the patterns and the development of the patterns. And then at the end of it, hey, I created a sock.
Yeah, I used to do that. Knitting, crocheting, and all of that when I was, years ago. And it was enjoyable for me at that time.
Yeah. Well, find what's enjoyable for you now.
Yeah, that's my problem. That's my problem right now. Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And don't let it be a problem. Look for what you enjoy. You can find it one step at a time.
Okay.
Okay.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Eva, it's so wonderful for you to share. You give us a lot of, you help our faith to grow. And I just really appreciate just hearing. I don't like to hear about your struggle for sure, but it just, I don't know, it just connects us in ways that really help. So thank you.
And we love you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I love you too. And I have so much love, with my family and friends and that's great. I appreciate that too. When I was in the hospital the last time, well, the first time actually, I got so many cards. Actually, I learned afterwards that my granddaughter sent out notices for people to send me cards. And I was getting cards from people that I didn't even know. I said, who is this? And they might be somebody that, my daughter knew or some granddaughter or somebody.
That was so sweet of her. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
That's an example of how one blessing giver can stimulate hundreds of responses in other people. So just remember that.
Then my granddaughter put them all up on my wall, and I sat here in my chair and would just look at them and I think, my goodness, what love that is, from all these people. And so it's good to remember that.
Yeah. Okay, Eva. Well,
thank
a blessed
so
week. As much as you can, one step at a time.
Yeah.
One step is always possible.
Yeah,
I think you should have a little bulletin board that says this phrase, one step is always possible.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's true. Okay.
Okay.
All right. God bless you, Eva.
Nancy.
Thank you.
I think we got a couple more lovely people on our call board.
We have Susan. Hi, Susan.
Hi, everybody. I want to thank everybody, but I was thinking about, I didn't know Orthodox. I mean, you know, lots of times, like, grandmother was an Orthodox Jew. I didn't know from Ortho comes from the way. And that's very interesting. So thanks for sharing that piece of information. I want to ask, first of all, what essential oil would be good to put on the scalp for this crown chakra that you could think of? I've been putting frankincense, and, so that was one question I have. And the other is that my doctor said that it's a little basal cell that I have, and when I go see him next, he's going to decide whether he should do the surgery or scrape it, and my feeling is it can be scraped and should be scraped. And it's funny, I was thinking about that like a week before I got the call with that, you know, with the information to come in November 10th, and so it's prayers that I want this healed at least enough so that the decision is to scrape this rather than, so I want to put that out too. But to ask if you think frankincense is a good essential oil, because I put them all over my body, but for some reason, I guess because I don't want to mess my hair, I don't put them on the top of my head. And I get issues with basal cells on my scalp and my face mostly. So I don't know why I didn't do that prior, except, like I say, my own vanity. And I want to know if frankincense you think is good, or do you think there's something else that would be better?
Well, frankincense, like a lot of especially tree resin oils, can come in a lot of different, let's just use the word flavors, but flavor means a lot of things. It means everything from thickness to chemical composition to where it comes from on the tree, root, trunk, stem, leaf, etc. And there is a certain thickness of frankincense that I don't think you would like to smell that actually would be very beneficial on the crown chakra. But I don't think you'd like it, so I'm not going to recommend that. But there is one blend we have that was created with all of the oils that would be good for the crown chakra. That includes myrrh and frankincense and sandalwood and I've forgotten what the herbal contents are. I'm just not calling them to mind right now. I believe lemongrass is one of them and rose is one of them. It's called One Soul. And One Soul was actually created to dilate the crown chakra so that we can enjoy and appreciate our oneness with God, our oneness with each other, and unity as a higher state of being. And that is really the most perfect for opening the crown chakra to receive blessings through it. Now, for healing the skin and issues of the skin, there are two that I would recommend to you or to anybody, and both of them are actually used clinically for the skin. One is myrrh, and we have exactly the kind of myrrh. See, that's also a resin, a wood resin oil. But we have the kind of deep brown myrrh that would be very, very good for your little spots, your little growths, because it will attack the viruses in those spots. And another one that I would recommend is copaiba. Now, copaiba is an oil from a living tree that grows in the rainforest. It is not harvested, but the tree is not cut down to
drain the oil. The oil is harvested just like maple syrup. Little spigots are put into it so that the oil is drained live. And people in native cultures living in the rainforest have used that for millennia, not just centuries, millennia, for healing cancer. Cancer of the skin, stomach cancer, colon cancer. And so I would recommend blending a copaiba with myrrh. That would probably be a very, very good application for what you're interested in. And let's see, what else can I think of? Well, I think that should get you down the road. But, oh, yes, I wanted to mention one thing that I discovered in my research for viral infections, because, as you know, for not just weeks but for months, I have had an annoying cough that sometimes will just go into spasms. If you notice, I haven't coughed once today. We've got that one pretty much wiped away. I might cough once in the morning, once in the afternoon. That's it. And it's going to be gone soon. And where I turn the corner, I'm sure. Now, I know that I have been using a nebulizer, and it helped. It truly did help. But my problem wasn't in my lungs, so it wasn't going to turn the corner for me. I don't know where the virus was. Possibly, I really don't know where it was, because I've been through different stages of health and wellness over the months that I had that terrible cough. But I learned something in my research about zinc. I connected with a doctor who is a medical doctor, highly rated, and in his days of retirement, he just went, well, finger up on medical establishment. I'm going to tell what I know, because people need my help, and I know a lot of things that are not popular to say. And I thought, well, there's my kind of guy. I'm going to learn from him. One of the things I learned, I mean, he was really big on zinc for viruses, and I went, oh, yeah, right. Yeah, right. Tell me zinc again. I've been taking zinc for like forever and ever, and I don't see that it helps a cold or flu. And then he went on in his explanation, and he says that the cells of the body have a natural protection against the penetration of zinc. Zinc can't do its work unless that penetration is broken. And he got my attention when he said that, and he said, what it takes to penetrate with zinc is quercetin. Now, that starts with a Q, Q-U-E-R-C-I-T-I-N. I believe that's how it's spelled. And he said, take as many quercetin as you take zinc. And he said, zinc can actually destroy any virus. And I went, holy cow, you're kidding. Something as innocent as zinc can, and he went on to say, yes, if it can get inside the cell. But there's the big if. That's why it doesn't work for most people. The cells actually repel zinc. Quercetin opens the cells up, zinc gets in. 2 days after I started doing that, I was better. 4 days after I started doing that, I could talk without coughing. And then I really think that just turned the corner. So it wouldn't, since you're possibly dealing with a viral infection on your skin, I'd add that to my formula, Susan.
Oh, quercetin and zinc?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Just regular old zinc that you can get at Walgreens, you know?
Right. I have zinc that's 50 milligrams tablets.
Well, that's fine. Yeah. He recommends, if you're really going to try to knock out some virus, he recommends at least 250 milligrams twice
okay.
a day.
Yeah.
So you don't have to take too many tablets. You might want to get a higher potency one. And then an equal amount of quercetin. Try it.
And
you know,
quercetin
just,
you can get also like CVS or vitamin shop
oh, yeah.
or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you
sure
take 250 milligrams. Is it twice a day or 250 for the day?
250 twice a day.
of both. So 50 twice a day. Okay.
Yep. And then I'm down to just once a day because I know, I mean, it's a powerhouse. It really is. And now I know why I've been, everybody said, I mean, since I was 40 years old, people would say, oh, well, just take zinc, it'll cure your cold. I do. No, it doesn't work. Well, I found out why.
Wow.
And the irony is, the healthier you are, the more your cells will actually propel the zinc. And I go, well, is that an irony?
Yeah. Yeah. So I found when I would take it, it helped me when I would take it. I remember taking it when I started to get congestion, and it just helped with my respiratory. I got such an easy respiratory response after taking this, starting with the zinc right away than years ago. But that's without the quercetin. That was just the zinc.
Well, try it with quercetin and see what happens.
Okay.
It might actually penetrate deeper into your skin and other organs of your body.
Mm. Okay.
And Gary just jumped in to say zinc picolinate because he said it's more easily absorbable.
Absorbed.
And,
oh, that's interesting.
He ran to go get a bottle. So he's going to come back in the room so I could spell it for you. But he says it's more absorbable. So
zinc,
I don't know.
Picolinate.
That's what he said with a P, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It is a P. P-I-C-O-L-I-N-A-T-E.
Okay, that's it.
P-I-C-O-L.
I should have added. I didn't know it was that important. That's just what instinctively I picked off the shelf. I thought, oh, well, that looks like what I'd like to have. You know, sometimes we just act with instinct.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you, Nancy.
He's in there fishing around, but he'll come back. Yeah. Thank you, Susan. We've got two more callers. I'd like to get them in.
Thanks. Go ahead.
Yeah, let's go with them. All right.
We have Mara. Mara, welcome.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here. Wow, what a powerhouse of information today. I mean, almost every time, but this is really something. And I'm really appreciative of all of it. And I have several people I would like to put on the list for prayers. I'm going to just give you their first names. And then I'm just going to say my family as usual, but
yeah.
Mary Lynn, Candace, Brenda, Joey, Harrison. Oh, I guess that's it. Anyway.
Okay.
Pardon?
I wrote them down. I got them.
Thank you. Well, I'm sure they're recorded in the quantum, if nowhere else, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I put Mara on there along with them.
Oh, thank you very, very much. I've been very fortunate with my family. They're so helpful to me. I just can't express that enough. And sometime when there is more time, I should get on at the beginning. But your discussion on feet was very interesting to me also when you were talking with Wayne, I think it was, and an experience that I had with my son when he was, they thought he was dying. And anyway, I'll share that with you sometime. But today we're running a little short, so I'll get off. But I love all of you, and I appreciate all of your prayers. And I truly believe they work. So,
oh, indeed, they do. Sometimes in mysterious ways, but they work.
Right, yes. Oh, yes, I've had Yeshua surprise me now and then with an answer to a prayer that I had made several days before, and whoo, there it was. It wasn't what
Isn't
it
wonderful?
It is. I wasn't really expecting what happened, but I thought, oh, that's better than what I was asking for. So here we go. So thank you.
That's great. All right. God bless you, Mara. We love you, and it's so good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, we have we are past the 4 o'clock mark, and we have two more people. So we're going to open the phone to
Francesca.
Hello. How are you all doing? Glenda, I really appreciated all that information about One Soul and also the quercetin and zinc and how that makes zinc more absorbable. Both of those have been mentioned as well for, you know, that thing that's going around a lot as some things that are really useful for that virus. And so I won't be long. I know we're running out of time. I just want to ask for a blessing for me to somehow figure out a better way to communicate with someone at work, you know, for healing of communication. So thank you.
Yes. All right. Better relationships is always a good thing. Okay. Blessings to you.
Thank you.
And I have that same request too, Francesca, so I love that blessing because I have someone at work that, you know, normally is easy to deal with and there's some challenges. And so I know how that can just really play and mess with your day. So I want that same blessing. So thank you for bringing that up.
Thank you.
Yeah. And let me add just take 30 seconds to add one more thing on it. It's sometimes, especially when we see a change of tone in somebody who's been easy to work with before, there's probably something going on in their life that
yes.
has nothing to do with you, that is causing them to be a little, shall we say, off the bench. And so as blessing receivers, let's pass the blessing on. When we ask for blessings to someone, let's say, who's causing us a little trouble, let's go the extra mile. As Yeshua said, walk the extra mile and ask that their family and their friends and their life be blessed as well.
Perfect. Love it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
And our final caller is Ollie.
Hello,
Ollie.
How are you? All my love to you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to request a blessing for my mother. May Yeshua protect her. She's been having challenges walking, and she has issues with balance. So, and my brother, he has some health exams, so he's coming up, my brother Georgie. And my neighbor, Patty, had some health issues. He had some bad news delivered to him. So may Yeshua involve him in his love and in his healing. And I would love to receive a healing today, too. That's it, teacher.
Well, it's so good to hear from you, Ollie. We miss you and love it when you speak.
Yeah, I rarely do, but I'm usually around.
Okay, great. Well, you know, you can quietly ask for a blessing from the big God, the one who's always listening. So include your request in your prayer. All right. Well, Nancy, it looks like our board is clear now, and we can go into a Q&A mode. No, we'll go into – we can end our Q&A mode and go into – All right. Well, everybody, it's our time to be with the Beloved, our brother who always loves us, who always listens, who's always here, who always cares. Just know that there's someone who always cares. And if he doesn't step up to intervene, it's because he's waiting for us to ask. He's waiting for you to ask. Because sometimes our troubles are our lesson.
the lesson we really need. Sometimes our troubles are the ones that bring a really important message to us that we need to change a pathway, or we need to change something we're doing, and we really need that message. Our Heavenly Father would not allow us to suffer if it was not extremely important for where we go next. Do you think he would have allowed his only son to go through that kind of pain on the cross if his death and resurrection was not critical to the work he was to do in this world? So look beyond the pain. Look beyond the suffering. And forgive those who don't help you immediately. It may be no one has the answer except for you. You may be the one with the answer. And sometimes that answer comes with, how do I take the next step? And what direction should it go in? Where should it go? And who should I step along with? How is that next step to unfold in my life? So I put it back on you because you're strong. I put it back on you because you're loved. And I put it back on you because, as your Heavenly Father knows, you are the love of your life. You are the love in your life, and you do have the answers. Sometimes we need help perfecting the answer, and sometimes we really do need intervention, because if we don't get it, we're just going to keep making the same conclusion. We'll draw the same conclusion, even if it's not the right one. I had been blessed with interventions in my life, and they made a difference. But, you know, we have to ask, why? Of all the things that Yeshua could do, why didn't he just heal the people in the leper colony? Why didn't he just feed all the people? Why didn't he heal every illness when, as a matter of fact, he refused some people healing? He just said, no, I'm not healing you. Go and ask your brother's forgiveness first. You know, he would instruct them. He wasn't going to give them a cheap way out. But he did come here to heal humanity of our biggest need, which is separation from God. He did come to heal everybody, but not always in every way of our physical ailment or our trouble in relationship. We need to learn about that. We need to learn to love one another and to really draw upon the love of our Heavenly Father and allow miracles to come through us. As miracles come through us, more and more they start becoming to us. And that's what I have found to be universally true for now, well, 30 years. The more we allow miracles to come through us, the more they start coming to us. For now, let's just be relaxed. Let's be here. The fact that we can be here in the company of Yeshua is a great miracle in itself. The fact that you can know he's really here and know he cares about you is a miracle beyond all others. The rest is just circumstantial. The fact that you can know that through his presence you are reuniting with your Heavenly Father is beyond all the miracles. For that determines your eternal destiny. It determines where you go next and how you travel as you go to the next point in your eternity. So let's just shake out our body so that we can really encourage our body to also have that faith to let go of its stress, its stiffness, its stuckness, sometimes stuckness is about as bad as anything else. It just doesn't want to work. It doesn't want to go anywhere. It doesn't want to digest its dinner. You know, it just says, oh, leave me alone. I don't want to do this. Well, give it something positive to do, okay? Shake it out. Make it feel good. Rub that leg where it's sore. You know, rub your forehead if you need to. Run your fingers through your scalp. That's a great way to open the crown chakra, especially if you run your fingernails along your scalp. Well, it gets the blood up there, and it just feels great. So do it. Just allow yourself to bless your body with your presence, because you are a blessing to your body. You are. You are the angel of your body. You are the soul of the Lord in your body. And let your body know that you love it. Let your body know that you love it. You're not forced to be here. You're here by choice. You're here because you and your body together are forming a pathway through this process we call living. And you're here to live with it. And so with those thoughts, let's enjoy the breath of living, the breath of life. We're going to practice the four square breath, which Yeshua and I have chosen for you for this blessing. There are lots of different breathing protocols, but some of them require a little bit of training, a little bit of mastery. This doesn't require anything except how you like to breathe. Just be mindful of your breath. We're going to exhale to the count of four, but it's going to be your count of four. Whatever you choose, I'm not going to guide you. I'm not going to pace you. You choose it. Then you're going to let that breath have some time to be received into life and the living. To the count of four, your four. Then you're going to bring a breath back into your body to your count of four. And you're going to give it time to be absorbed into your body to your count of four. And actually, it's amazing how fast your breath will be absorbed to all parts of your body. I've forgotten how many miles an hour your blood travels. I used to know it, and I just can't think of it anymore. But it's fast. I mean, it is super fast, how fast it travels. You know, if you've ever held your breath till you couldn't hold it any longer, and then you breathe, and you're completely recovered within seconds, that's because that breath you've recovered with has been carried to every cell of your body, split seconds. That's how fast your blood flows. So it's going to be fast that it goes to every part of your body, but you want to give it time to be gracefully taken in so that your body knows it's taken in and feels the love that goes with it. So let's begin. Let's start our four square breath. Give forth to the count of four. Let it be received to the count of four. Inhale to the count of four. And receive yourself to the count of four. Now again, give to the count of four. Let it be received to the count of four. Let life give back to you to the count of four. And receive to the count of four. Now continue this four square breath. Just imagine it like a square, and you're going around the square. Imagine it like, maybe, yeah, I like to imagine it going around the square like my old country town I grew up in. Well, it was established in the 1800s, a Victorian town with Victorian buildings and a beautiful white Austin Stone courthouse. So I think about how I used to parade around that courthouse on my horse. And now I transfer it into breathing my four square breath. But whatever works for you is the right vision for you. Okay? Just continue doing that as I offer my prayer to Yeshua. Dear Yeshua, Lord of life, Son of God, we thank you for hearing our prayer. Most of all, we thank you for being with us, for caring, to listen, to love, and to help in all the ways we have asked for. And if not directly, thank you for showing us how to receive help in the best possible way and to help ourselves in the best possible way, for taking our beliefs and making them strong, for walking with us and standing with us in our faith that it should be unshakable. Thank you for allowing us to be a blessing in the world, that we may give our light into the world, as you taught your apostles so many hundreds and hundreds of years ago, and through the ages to the saints. Be the love in the world. Be the light in the world. Be the change in the world. Be a blessing into the world. Love your fellow man and allow them to love you. Draw upon the love of God as you love your Father with all your heart, mind, and soul. It will be given back to you in multiplied measure. We thank you for that wisdom. We thank you for giving us the strength to practice that wisdom. And we ask that we, in our humble way, could be a blessing as we touch the lives of others and as they touch the lives of others. And as more touch the lives of others, to points of six that reach around the world, may all be blessed. May the children be held and shown love, given importance and caring, be given food and guidance. May the elderly be thanked and be held in gratitude for living the life they lived, for having served and loved and worked for all the years of their life, that they may be acknowledged and their path may be lighted on to a greater world when their time comes to travel. May those in between be shown the best way to live, to harvest the greatest happiness, the greatest fulfillment, and the greatest wisdom to make the best choices in life. We thank you that we are endowed with wisdom and right thinking when we choose to use it. Give us the courage to use it so that we don't just follow trends and pressure and fall into the chaos of a conflicting world. Help us to remember that God is a God of order. And negativity is the world of chaos. Wherever there is chaos, let us turn away and find order, that we may be more in the presence of God. And now I ask that you stand with all of the blessing givers to offer blessings to those who have come forth to ask and to all the world. We ask that you be with all of us this moment in time, that we may feel the blessings of your eternal love and your never-ending life. Amen. Blessing givers, will you join me in offering the blessing?
your blessing has been given. Now, you need to continue resting. Just relax, either in your chair, in your bed, and don't think. Just be a blank slate on which the Holy Spirit, our Heavenly Father, our Yeshua, can write the blessings they have been given so that you can see them more clearly. Or more blessings that will come even in the week or the days ahead. So be at peace. God bless you always, now and forever. And bye-bye from me. Hope to see you next week.